With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Florida's a little calmer tonight after a storm with strong winds and precipitation dumped up to 5 inches of rain across the Sunshine State over the weekend. Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says it's now heading north, bringing areas heavy rain and strong winds.
Gusts of 30 to 40 miles an hour for some of the inland locations from Washington to New York and Boston. And then for the coast, anywhere along the coast from New Jersey, Long Island, southern New England into Maine, some of those wind gusts could be 50, 60 miles an hour.
Time slipping by for the White House and Senate negotiators who are struggling to reach a U.S. border security deal that would unlock President Biden's request for billions of dollars in military aid for Ukraine and national security. But ahead of the holiday recess, it's becoming very apparent that any deal may have to wait for the new year. Also at SRNnews.com, the Israeli Defense Forces have a singular goal of destroying Hamas. That was the what they're saying all along. But tensions along Israel's northern border continues to worsen as cross-border clashes with Hezbollah become considerably more frequent. Former U.S. Southern Command commander Admiral James Stavridis says after Israel finishes off Hamas, it must turn its attention to the Hezbollah.
There's enough firepower up there, despite Iron Dome, despite David Sling, despite all the air defense. That could be a crushing blow, for example, to the city of Tel Aviv.
Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network, Hezbollah is an existential threat to Israel. Meanwhile, a pressure could be put on Israel to scale back major combat operations when Defense Secretary Austin visits on Monday. This is SRN News. A battle over buses in Washington.
The Christian Ministry Wall Builders is suing the Metropolitan Area Transit Authority for refusing to allow it to buy ad space on city buses. The transit system says it won't take any ads of a religious nature, but Wall Builders says that's unconstitutional. The ad that was rejected for the buses shows a picture of George Washington kneeling to pray at Valley Forge with the words, quote, "To find out about the faith of our founders, go to wallbuilders.com." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After a tornado destroyed Pastor Jacques Boyd's Nashville church in 2020, Pastor Vincent Johnson lent him space to worship. Now Boyd's returning the favor. A twister ripped through Johnson's Community Baptist Church last weekend, and Boyd's Mount Bethel Missionary Baptist Church is stepping up. The two pastors have been friends for some time, both attending American Baptist College in Nashville and joining the same fraternity. This is SRN News. Changes in autism reimbursements in the new year in the Hoosier State.
Indiana will implement a rate for a therapy commonly used by children with autism at a rate much less than what healthcare providers received on average in the past. Now, families worry that clinics offering the critical therapy for children will accept fewer Medicaid patients. The change does come as Indiana and several other states are reducing pandemic protections to the program. Jason Walker reporting.
Catholic nuns are busy preparing the Christmas delicacies they sell to a loyal fan base, producing cookies, fruitcakes, and other holiday goodies, the only means to keep the lights on. But it's also an enticing way to strengthen their ties with lay people. The religious sisters say they have to keep balance between their vocation to prayer and earning their daily bread, so they pray as they work, trusting in God's hands. More at SRNnews.com.